isn't it easy to commit the unforgivable sin again and again? Mark chapter 3, 29 is where we find Jesus talking about the unforgivable sin. It might be good to read that. And Jesus is being challenged by the teachers of the law, who say that what Jesus is doing is actually not from God, but from Satan. And Jesus says in verse 28, "I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin." And that obviously sounds pretty horrific. What is this eternal sin? Could I commit it? If I commit it, is there any chance for me? Is that it? But it then goes on, Mark makes it plain. Jesus said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit. And there I think we find Mark explaining what it was that Jesus meant by the unforgivable sin. And he was meaning that if you refuse to accept that Jesus is divine, that what he came to do was God's plan, that all that he did was from the Holy Spirit, if in that way you blaspheme the Holy Spirit and say, no, that isn't the Holy Spirit, that's the evil spirit, that's Satan. If you say that, then forgiveness will never be yours, will never be mine. Because forgiveness is only available through faith in Jesus as God's Son, as God's way, God's Messiah. The true believer is marked by an acknowledgement of who Jesus is. And so it's unlikely, I think, that this sin would be committed again and again by a Christian. Because you're not going to turn your back on Jesus in that way. There are situations like apostasy, which David talked about, and again we might have time to mention later. But a mark of a Christian is they want to be right with God. Even when they're backsliding, they're aware of it, and they're not going to say there's some other way than Jesus. And so that is the sin. But even in that sense, it's if you're saying that, you're turning your back on God's only way of salvation. So the unforgivable sin is to be in a position where you can't be forgiven, which is saying Jesus isn't the way to God. That would be my